This is KUT. Some Austin City Council members will be up for re-election next year. That means they can start raising campaign money in May of 2016. As KUT's Audrey McGlinchey reports, council members have already started talking about how to make that process more transparent, along with something else that influences city policy.
That thing is lobbying, as in when someone receives money to advocate for a politician's vote on a certain issue. The city's current rules on lobbying are about 40 years old. Councilmember Leslie Poole has spent the last 2 months negotiating an update, but she's not quite there yet.
I will say I am very open to, as you know, and I have mentioned this in a number of venues, open for some alternative solutions and would like to see them.
Poole's proposing lobbyists pay a higher registration fee. She's also asking the city to do away with its incidental lobbying exemption. That allows people who are not explicitly paid to lobby to avoid having to register. Opponents worry getting rid of the exemption would mean anyone who talks to a city staff member as part of their job would have to register as a lobbyist. Then there's another transparency issue.
So recommend a proposed comprehensive, effective dark money ordinance that includes provisions such as defining political activity, setting an appropriate level of entity political activity to treat.
Mayor Pro Tem Kathy Tovo is talking about money paid to nonprofits and then used to finance campaigns. It's called dark money because as a nonprofit, these organizations do not have to disclose their funders. This resolution would require city elected officials to make public campaign contributions that have been funneled through a nonprofit. Both of these items are expected to go in front of the full council by the end of this year. Audrey McGlinchey, KUT News.